Okay, joined today on Let's Talk About It by Deanne Bruner, Business Development Coordinator of the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation. A good morning to you, Deanne.
Good morning to you.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, certainly, so I guess we'll just get things started right into some of the things that are going on in and around Jamestown and Stutzman County. I guess we'll start with the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation's board recommending or the recommendation that was put in for regarding Champ Industries and a shortfall of some job numbers. Tell us a little bit about that issue.
Yes, I'd be happy to. At the meeting on Monday, the JSDC discussed shortfalls with Champ Industries and their job numbers. Back in 2008, Champ Industries took out a job incentive training grant from the JSDC. It was very common for a lot of our manufacturers to be doing that at that time. Part of that job incentive grant gave Champ Industries $5,000 per worker that they were intending on hiring. Now, at that time, you know, everything was going great with the economy and whatnot. Well, then we saw the economy go down, and right now they're struggling with finding the quality workforce that they need. So they haven't been able to get the numbers that they were supposed to get at the end of 2011. So in 2011, the JSDC gave them another year to get their numbers up. They still weren't able to do that. So the proposal that we are giving them and recommending to the city and the county is that they pay us $5,000 for every worker that they are short. They are 9 workers short, so a total of $45,000. We will put those dollars in escrow for an entire year, and for every position that they fill from this day forward to the end of 2013, we will give them $5,000 back. So it essentially gives them another year to try to get their employee numbers up, because we understand that they're trying. They're actively recruiting. They have the business. They're not struggling. They're a very successful company. So we don't necessarily want to punish them, but we want to hold them to their contract that they signed and hold them accountable to the taxpayer dollars.
Sure, sure. Seems to certainly make a lot of sense then. All right, well, we'll shift some focus then and some updates certainly around one of the big things that we've talked a little bit about lately is this regional workforce roundtable, and that seems to have gotten some good support, and you know, getting kind of local leaders and legislators and people in the community involved on input regarding issues in not only Jamestown and Stutzman County, but the entire region. So tell the folks a little bit regarding an update on the regional workforce roundtable.
Our regional workforce roundtable is going exceptionally well. We've had two meetings so far, and they have been very successful. A high number of individuals are attending them. We're hearing from a lot of local businesses around the region on the type of individuals they're seeking. So we have come up with 5 subcommittees that will break off out of this roundtable to focus on specific things. The first subcommittee is going to focus on training and education. The next one is going to focus on marketing and networking. And with the networking one, what we're looking to do there is spousal recruitment. One of the biggest things that we're hearing is, you know, they can hire one spouse, but they can't find the other one a position here, so that's why they're losing some of their employees. So it's opening up a network between all of the businesses in the region to let everyone know their job opportunities. So if they hire one, that their significant other can come along with them and have a job as well. Also looking at housing. Housing is a big concern across the region, across the state. So one committee is going to be focusing on recruiting developers to come to the region to get the housing needs set up. And also looking at a recruitment tool, which is very similar to Experience ND, which the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce runs. Currently, they're not doing that this year because it's a legislative session year. So we would pick up the slack with that. This workforce committee would pick up the slack. They would go to different job events to try to help employers recruit the workers that they need on their behalf if they aren't able to attend.
Okay, well, sounds like a lot of very pertinent issues are being addressed there, so it sounds like things are moving forward successfully. And then last thing we want to highlight on, a couple of updates just regarding some projects going on around the area. Talk a little bit about the ethanol plant as well as Cherry Berry in Jamestown.
Yeah. With the ethanol plant is actively moving forward. They are actively seeking financing for their project, equity financing. They have received the approval from the EPA, so once they get their financing, they will be able to break ground. They're anticipating it'll still be this spring and summer. And another really cool fact about with the approval with the EPA is that the ethanol plant that is going to be built in Spiritwood is the first corn-based ethanol plant to be approved since 2007. So since the new restrictions were set on by the EPA, this is the first one to be approved. So it is kind of a cool, fun fact for us to throw out there. The project is moving forward. It will be breaking ground. So the rumors that you're hearing that it's not coming isn't true. You know, they are still actively pursuing the project.
Good, then we can take care of those rumors and right there.
Yes, exactly.
And then Cherry Berry and Jamestown, tell us a little bit about that.
Cherry Berry and Jamestown is also another project that we get a lot of phone calls on and a lot of people asking us on where that project is at. Cherry Berry is still planning on coming to Jamestown. Cal Patel has purchased the building, the Master Bakery building. He is in the process of remodeling it. The building is actually bigger than what he needs for Cherry Berry, so he is actively pursuing another adventure to go in with Cherry Berry. He intends to open Cherry Berry this spring so that he'll be, you know, when the weather starts getting warm, you'll have the option to go to Cherry Berry. So, you know, you're hearing that it's not coming. That's not true. Cherry Berry will be coming to Jamestown.
Very good. Well, we're taking care of a lot of rumors, and we're dispelling a lot of rumors today. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
So. Sounds good. Well, Deanne Bruner, Business Development Coordinator at the JSDC, greatly appreciate your time today.
Yes, thank you very much.